DR Congo, 51 sentenced to death over revenge killing of UN staff. By Gabriel Reyes on January 31, 2022. A military court in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. DR Congo, sentenced 51 people to death on Saturday for their involvement in the killings of two UN staff members in March 2017. Agence France-Presse, AFP, reported, noting the trial's prosecutors suggested local militiamen carried out the murders to take revenge against the UN for allegedly failing to prevent attacks against them by the DR Congo army. Prosecutors of the court in Kananga, the capital of DR Congo's Kasai Central Province, had demanded the death penalty against 51 of the 54 accused, 22 of whom are fugitives and are being tried in absentia, AFP reported on January 29. The charge sheet ranged from terrorism and murder to participation in an insurrectional movement in the act of a war crime through mutilation, the news agency relayed. American Michael Sharp and Swedish-Chilean Zeta Catalan were investigating alleged human rights violations in Kasai Central Province on behalf of the UN Security Council on March 12, 2017, when they were murdered. UN peacekeepers discovered the bodies of Sharp and Catalan in a shallow grave 16 days after they were executed. Catalan's corpse was found beheaded. According to the official version of events, pro-Kamui Nansapu militiamen executed the pair on March 12, 2017. The day they went missing, AFP recalled on January 29. During the trial, prosecutors suggested that the militiamen had carried out the murders to take revenge against the United Nations, which the sect accused of failing to prevent attacks against them by the army, the news agency observed. Prosecutors at Kananga's military court on Saturday referred to members of the local Kamui Nansapu militia, whom the DR Congo government has previously blamed for the UN staff killings. AFP reviewed a confidential UN Security Council report on July 18, 2017, indicating that the DR Congo government could be implicated in the murders of Sharp and Catalan. Available evidence does not preclude the involvement of different actors, such as pro- or anti-government Kamui Nansapu factions, other armed groups as well as members of state security services, the report read. The Kamui Nansapu militia launched an uprising in Kasai Central Province in August 2016 in an act of revenge for the assassination of their clan chief, Jean-Pierre Mpandi, by DR Congo state troops. The Kamui Nansapu targeted state agents and symbols during their revolt, according to the UN Security Council's July 2017 report. The DR Congo army defended its institutions by launching offensives against the local militia deemed disproportionate by the UN by 2017. The fighting escalated to involve several armed factions hostile to the DR Congo government as well as pro-government militias, according to the UN Security Council report. The violence resulted in the deaths of either hundreds of people or approximately 3,400 people, depending on reports, before it ended in mid-2017. The UN said in 2017 it believed mass graves had been dug in Kasai Central Province to bury the scores of people killed in the conflict. Sharp and Catalan were investigating the matter at the time of their deaths. The January 29 verdict of the Kananga Military Court, which sentenced 51 people to death for the joint killing of Sharp and Catalan, is liable to appeal at the High Military Court in Kinshasa, AFP noted, referring to DR Congo's national capital city. Capital punishment is frequently pronounced in murder cases in DRC, but is routinely commuted to life imprisonment since the country declared a moratorium on executions in 2003, according to the news agency.